Mana? Mohon semua.
Mohon semua.
The ones who have made it this far are safe for now. Every day, almost 2,000 refugees from Somalia arrive in the camp in Dadaab, Kenya. Many of them crossed the Kenyan border with their last ounce of strength after they had walked for weeks.
At home, we had cattle and some land. All of our camels, cows, and goats have died, and the soil was parched. We couldn't buy anything on the market either, since edibles have gotten so expensive.
In the camp, she gets a card in order to receive food. It's her first real meal in a long time, and she can finally feed her children again. The drought in the Horn of Africa is the worst in a long time. There has been a lack of rain for several seasons now. The cattle have long since died, and the crops aren't growing anymore. Somalia's south is one of the regions that has been hit the hardest. The region was already going through hardships before the drought hit, since people here have been suffering from conflicts and war for decades. It's the radical Islamist militia Al-Shabaab who holds power here and terrorizes Somalia's population. Until recently, Al-Shabaab didn't allow aid organizations to help.
Al-Shabaab and the drought are as bad as the other. First, Al-Shabaab has killed innocent people. Now it's the hunger that's killing them. That's why we fled to Kenya.
Now the militia has asked for help. Al-Shabaab even offered logistic support. But aid organizations don't trust the militia's new undertaking. For now, the people in southern Somalia are left to their own resources. It's a horrible situation, says Jens Oppermann from the organization Action Against Hunger.
It will go so far that the drought catastrophe will assume proportions similar to what we saw in Ethiopia at the beginning of the 1980s. It's a scenario for the population and also for us as a humanitarian aid organization that is difficult to deal with. I honestly have to say that the people's suffering has reached a dimension that is often unthinkable.
Many of those who arrive in Dadaab tell appalling stories of how they had to leave weak relatives behind in order to save their own lives. Mothers say that their children died of exhaustion before arriving at the camp. Alison Oman is a dietitian with the UN Refugee Agency and works for the medical station in Dadaab. Even though she and her colleagues work day and night, they hardly manage to provide medical care for all the people in the camp.
A majority of people arriving are women and children right now, and the children are arriving in very, very bad shape. They are coming somewhere between 15 and 25% malnourished of the children that we're seeing. And what we have here is a reception center where they get health and nutrition screening right on arrival so that we can get them into the food programs they need to be in.
But they can't save everyone. Many have suffered from famine too long before they made it to Dadaab.
Unfortunately, children are dying. We're finding that most of our loss of life is in the first 24 hours. We know that they're waiting before they make the decision to leave their homes in Somalia. Then they're walking for up to 2 to 3 weeks. By the time they arrive here, as you can see, the kids are in bad condition. And yes, what we're seeing is a six-fold increase from where we were before.
It's unknown how many people have died from starvation in Somalia's south. The refugees' reports presume the worst. But valid numbers will only exist once the first organizations enter the isolated region. What makes the situation worse in Dadaab is that there are too many refugees in the camp. Until now, everyone can be fed in the overcrowded camp, but the aid organizations fear that supplies may run short in a couple weeks' time, says Fafa Aditsa from UN's refugee agency.
If the situation lasts more than 3-4 months, it will be a humanitarian crisis, a serious one then, more than what we are facing now. Because it will be difficult to be coping, assisting 35,000 persons per month over 4 months. That is 140,000 persons in 4 months. To feed, to provide medical assistance, water and shelter.
The camp was designed to take in 90,000 people, but the numbers have gone up to 400,000. New refugees have to search for a place outside of the camp. They are camping in a barren semi-desert where they are trying to find some shelter by some bushes.
I fled the hunger in my country. I was looking for help here, but no one was offering me a place for the night.
Now I'm sleeping outside.
The refugees try to cover themselves with plastic bags and canvas covers.
We don't have anything except the clothes we are wearing on our bodies right now. We need tents. It gets so cold during the night.
9,000 additional tents have been organized for the refugees. But with 10,000 new refugees arriving every week, this won't help for long. Sarah Steffen, Deutsche Welle Radio.